The mountains are calling and I must go. Answering the Call of Sri Bhagavan by Dennis Hato. The history of Arunachal Ashrama in the Western Hemisphere started a new era this month as fellow devotees read the communication sent to us by our friend, inspiration and guide, Sri Dennis Hato. Dennis, as you are all aware, has been the heart of Sri Bhagavan's ashrama here, and all of us can say unreservedly that we have been guided to the feet of Sri Bhagavan due in large part to his devotion, dedication and friendship. As we are also all aware, nothing in this world is permanent. Realizing this and knowing that the goal of life is to abide as that, our true nature as enunciated by Sri Ramana Maharishi, Dennis, after 48 years of selfless service in the ashrama, has decided now to live a simple, secluded life, totally relying on Sri Bhagavan for every need and surrendering totally to him. The email entitled Refuge arrived early on the morning of Tuesday, December 3, 2019. My dear friends in Sri Bhagavan, at the age of 18, I decided that I had to find out what the meaning and purpose of life was. I saw no solution in my home, so I wrote a note to my mother, borrowed $20 and left. This journey lasted for about 4 years, during which time I traveled the world over and had many experiences which brought me to the conclusion that the only meaningful purpose and goal of life was to realize God of or self-realization. My latent samskaras must have played a part to rediscover the teachings that directly resonated with my own experience and understanding. Then I was guided to the Sadguru, who perfectly demonstrated them, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi. The same year, I arrived at his ashrama in New York and dedicated my life to service and the practice of his teachings. Dennis arrived at the ashrama at East 6th Street in December 1971. Last summer, in the Nova Scotia ashrama, a sudden, altogether contrary vision took possession of me and would not let go, even to this day. I could not resist it, nor did I feel that I should, and ultimately surrendered to it. This is what it is. After 48 years of living in his abode, serving him through his devotees, I became possessed, so to speak, with a single aspiration. I felt Bhagavan telling me, now you need only to serve me by remembering me and abiding in me, the self. Hence, you need not continue to serve me physically, but serve me by remembering me and abiding in me. In addition to this, I experienced an intense yearning to simplify my life, to depend on him alone for all things, to take complete refuge in him and leave it to him to provide me with whatever is required to fulfill this aspiration as enunciated by Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. To those who always think of me and engage in exclusive devotion to me, to them whose minds are always absorbed in me, I provide what they lack and preserve what they already possess. Chapter 9, verse 22. Therefore, I am writing today, not only to you, the officers of Arunachal Ashrama, USA and Canada, but to all my friends and well-wishers, to inform you that what happened when I was 18 years old is now repeating itself. By the time you read this note, I will have already left the ashrama for a distant place to fulfill this yearning with me. Believe me, I am no less surprised than you about what you are now reading. After this new aspiration took hold of me in Nova Scotia, and I realized that I must fulfill it, I thought briefly about what direction the ashrama would take in my absence. The next day, this concern was completely erased upon rereading what Sri Kujaswami told Evelyn concerning Bhagavan's ashrama on January 19, 1983, recorded in her diary. Please refer January-February 1999 issue. Not only did I have no doubts after reading that, I fully believe, though physically absent, I will now extend a greater service to the ashrama than ever before. You may not understand this, but I believe in time you will arrive at the same conclusion. I ask that you please do not make any efforts to locate my whereabouts. I have put all my faith in Bhagavan's guiding presence, and all of you should do the same and celebrate with me this new direction in my life. Does not the Lord of the universe sustain the trees of the forest, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea? Will he ever forsake me? How is it possible? And how wonderful it is to want nothing from me, and how wonderful it is to want nothing from the world but the opportunity to abandon all hopes, all fears and desires, and rest in him. Also, do not be too alarmed at this turn of events. Who knows, I may be back in 2 months or 2 years, or at some point in time you will come to learn that my journey on earth has come to an end. It is in his hands alone, is it not? Isn't it the same for all of us? Lastly, I wish to express my heartfelt gratitude to all my friends and well-wishers, devotees of the Master, who have unstintingly provided me with their love, support and kindness over many decades. How fortunate I have been in this life to know all of you, to live and serve in his abode and benefit from your sincere devotion and dedication. I am attaching a letter that I gave to 2 aspirants this year who had expressed a desire to live in the ashrama. It may be useful. Ever yours in Sri Ramana Bhagavan, Dennis. The letter. While reading this, devotees naturally experienced tears of joy, of sadness and even anger. How could one who has been a guiding constant in our life, exhorting us ever to live the life as exemplified by Sri Bhagavan, entertain the wish to leave us all? As we gradually recovered from the initial shock, things began to become more clear. Devotees wrote to express their feelings of gratitude to Dennis. There were exhortations for him not to leave, naturally, and to convince him to stay. But by the time the communication was read, Dennis had already left for a new phase in his life. Perhaps we may meet Dennis again, or perhaps we may not, as he has mentioned. Regardless, it is for us to follow his example, to make the quest for self-realization our single purpose, and to trust in Sri Bhagavan without reservation. Some months before Dennis' departure, he had given a friend, Swaminathan, a shirt as a gift. Reminded of this gift, Swaminathan took out the shirt and found emblazoned on the front of it the prescient words, "The mountains are calling and I must go." Our hearts are overflowing with thanks to the sincere and assuming devotee of Sri Bhagwan, who has drawn us all to the holy hill. Yes, the mountain is calling you, Dennis. You, more than any among us, have answered its call.